Okay, so hey guys, today we're going to look into self-driving cars and a bit of a background. This episode is going to consist most of the history and reasons why to do it. Next episode will be more of the pros and cons and reasons if it's good or not.
Safety issues. So, self-driving cars are an important industry right now because everyone could get around safely regardless of their ability to drive. So maybe like aging or visually impaired people wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, because there's so many accidents in the world that if they figured that everything is autonomous,
it would decrease traffic accidents because about 94% of accidents in the U.S. involve human error. So if you take the human out of that equation, then, you know, it would become safer for everyone on the road. Everyone on the road would have to be in an autonomous vehicle for it to be completely safe.
There's two companies right now that are looking deep into this subject. One is Google, and they're looking more into urban cars and seeing if they can implant self-driving cars in the real world today. And then there's
Aura, which is trying to get self-driving golf carts for closed campuses like retirement homes and amusement parks and college campuses. So they're focusing on closed campuses because it would be easier to program the GPS of the vehicle. It would be a closed campus, so there wouldn't be as much traffic accidents with human drivers.
So how the self-driving cars work is they have cameras and lasers and that detect the surroundings of the car, and they make decisions based on programming of their systems on how to react and where to go.
So this is sort of the basis for why different companies are looking into self-driving cars lately. And you know, Google estimates that it could be plausible to have all self-driving cars out on the road within the next decade, maybe within 2 decades.
They're already testing quite a lot of self-driving cars, both companies are. And most of them are in very closed areas, hopefully with no one around to bump into.
So, check out the next episode of this podcast, where we will be discussing pros and cons of self-driving cars and whether or not they're safer than regular cars.